And what the heck is philosophy anyway? Well, philosophy is your greatest superpower. It is the operating system of your mind. It is your ability to rise, to adapt, to deal with hardships, and to cheerfully and unbreakably move through life. Philosophy is also the cradle for your own original sense of humor. In fact, the most powerful creatures in the universe are the laughing philosophers. Philosophers come as a function of growing up. They just start and never stop part way. They go all the way up. And their final books read like computer programs for the betterment of operating systems and humanity. Except the language is, of course, poetry, wisdom, kindness, inspiration. It is life and living and growing up well. What philosophers aren't is unintegrated. Because one sure way to rise is to examine life in detail even early on. Why does your teacher tolerate cramming? Is cramming a real education or just make-believe? Why is it that after finals, you don't feel more enabled by this new knowledge? In fact, you may feel drained. Say, compared to an athlete that trained for 5 months, or one of your programmer friends who learned many little powers and wrote several tiny and colorful programs. Why can't you just use the art projector above your art teacher's empty head and begin creating large canvas works that will help you to your first gallery, your first show? Is hand-eye coordination art? Or is the art teacher keeping you busy and pacified? Asking such questions will reveal that fake teachers and even politicians use pointless Sisyphean tasks to prevent things from changing. A lot of young students with an inquisitive mind may notice that the teachers copy grades from each other. If you have a C in the bigger subjects, you will also get a C everywhere else. You don't have to start early as a philosopher, though. But, you know, questioning everything all the time is the easy way to get there. As they pay attention and search for answers, they begin integrating more and more ideas without contradiction. One of the keys to understanding the modern world is that liars very easily outcompete honest people. You've no doubt already seen that in the classroom, but it also happens in the faculty room and among leaders. And yes, it goes all the way up. Somehow we ended up with a pyramid of liars. When you pay attention early on, you make room for making corrections. You have the time for real self-education, for adventure, and your inventions. But let me make this clear. You can't become a lover of wisdom by merely loving all wisdom. It has to be an enabling and integrated whole. It has to be a force of nature. It must be adopted, inherited, and built step by step, Observation by observation, failure by failure. It is just like computer programming. You can't throw a bunch of random functions together and hope to create a program. Your functions need to create a well-thought-out and coherent whole that is also self-correcting and thus even more powerful. It all adds up to create a new program, a new superpower. Your wisdom must become integrated into your very own philosophical system of thought that actually helps you rise to new heights. And philosophers in general are not special, not at all. It is just a stage in our growing up where the word philosophia fits so nicely. We are each tasked with inheriting all the wisdom that is worth our while, upgrading and modernizing it, synthesizing whatever may be missing, and building something new and something greater. No one should ever stop growing up part way. Growing up means growing all the way up until we all become great beings. You know, real grown-ups. Until the world can converge in authenticity and wisdom on world peace and countless great ideas.